Sheesh, finally. Hey, can you help me? If they had told me sooner, I wouldn't have started unpacking in the other room. I had all my stuff sorted neatly into my suitcase, and now it's all in a mess. Here, can you take this? What do you mean, what am I doing? Didn't Brian tell you? Okay. I know he's your friend and everything, but that guy can be mean sometimes, you know? Okay, so you were supposed to be in a room with Brian, and I was supposed to be in a room with Emily, right? But, well, the two of them are dating, you know? And so they wanted to share a room so they could make out or whatever. And that's why Emily asked me if we could switch roomies. And I said yes. And Brian was supposed to tell you and ask you whether this was okay for you. But from his surprised face, I take it that he didn't. So I'll do it now. Are you okay with this? Oh, come on, Party Pooper. This is gonna be the first big trip together as a couple. What? Yeah, I know this isn't allowed, but come on. As long as you don't tattle on us, Mr. Aber will never find out. Oh, for real now? You're a straight-A student and a resident teacher's pet. What's the worst they will do to you? Not let you come along to the Vatican Museum tomorrow? Or were you really looking forward to that? Well, to each their own, I guess. Okay. If Mr. Aber finds out, you can simply tell him that Emily and I forced you into it. Nobody who knows you would ever doubt that story. Hey, what do you mean, we kinda are? I'm sorry. I didn't think having to share a room with me would be such a tribulation. For real now, you've been tutoring me in Latin for how long now? Like a year or something? You've been tutoring me essentially since I started taking Latin. You've been to my room a whole bunch of times already, and sat on my bed, and used my bathroom and everything. And I've been to your room and laughed about your stupid posters and your action figures. Oh, I'm sorry. Your collectible anime figures. So I really think you'll survive sharing a room with me for 1 week. I promise not to make fun of you more than absolutely necessary. So then, now that we have this settled, which bed is mine? Oh, can I have the one by the window? Nice. Hey, why are you staring at me like that? Huh? This is not a prank. Wow, why do you always have to assume the worst about me? Okay, yeah, don't answer that. I without a question. I probably deserve whatever bad opinion you have of me. But still, we've spent so much time together this past year. I believe we became at least somewhat like friends. Plus, do you really assume I would carry all my stuff over here and cram it into these drawers for one lame joke? Just to then carry it all back to my room? You completely overestimate the amount of effort I'd be willing to make just for you. Hey, speaking of my stuff, can you help me unpack? Oh, you're a darling. Here, just put this stuff into the wardrobe so I can go find an outlet and my socket adapter. My phone's about to die. And you know how I get when I can't have my phone. Hey, what is it? You're blushing. Huh? Oh, just put that in the drawer with all my stuff. Oh, come on. Yeah, that's my underwear. You like it? It's cute, isn't it? What? Did you expect me to wear long johns? Now that we're rooming together, maybe you'll even get a peek of me wearing them. Come on, don't be such a prude. I know I certainly won't be when I catch a glimpse of you and yours. Ah, for real now. You cannot seriously expect me to stop teasing you when you keep making that adorable face every time I do. How could I possibly resist the temptation? Hey, come on now. You know me. I'm gonna be an exemplary roommate. I won't snore. I won't steal your snacks. I won't listen to loud music in the middle of the room. And I won't let my dirty socks lie around in the open. We'll have a lot of fun together over the next week. Trust me. I mean, we always had fun during our tutoring sessions, didn't we? What? No, I didn't bully you. It's not my fault you can't take a joke. Oh, you're done with my stuff? Excellent, thank you. Alright, we still have a couple of hours until dinner. So, what shall we do for the rest of the day? Really? Dude, you're not learning right now, are you? Come on, buddy. You already must be straight A. What are you trying to go for? Even straighter A? I mean, hey, you made me pass Latin. That alone is essentially a Nobel Prize level achievement right there. Cause I suck at Latin. I never really got the knack of it. Like, hick, hack, hawk, highest, huius, whatever. What does that even mean? And why did they not have words for yes and no? I mean, what did they even say while... Well, never mind. Frankly, I never really saw the point of learning a language that nobody speaks anymore. I mean, why couldn't we learn, like, Italian? Then at least we could talk to people living here. What am I ever gonna use Latin for? I guess it'll come handy when I run into a gladiator or some legionary. But except for that... Sorry. Why did I... Because it sounded... fun at the time. I mean, Latin? That is kind of posh and everything, right? And it probably looks good on your resume, you know? Makes potential future employers think you're smart and stuff. Yeah, I know I suck at it. Thanks for reminding me, jerk. I can't help it. I mean, I try, but I'm constantly worried that if I mispronounce something, I might accidentally summon a demon or something. No, really. Isn't there this wizard in Harry Potter that mispronounced a spell and suddenly ended up on the floor with a buffalo on his chest? Oh, and his name's Rufio. Nerd. Okay, so back to my original question. What do you want to do for the rest of the day? I mean, starting tomorrow, Mr. Abel will probably have our day stuffed with all kinds of terribly educational stuff. Like, we're probably gonna go to the Vatican Museum tomorrow. And I believe St. Peter's... And then after that, like the Forum, and the Colosseum, and whatnot. He's got our week packed. So if we want to get a whiff of the real Rome, you know, explore the neighborhood and have some ice cream somewhere, or maybe a glass of wine even. If you've had the guts to come out of your shell for once and be a bit less of a wimp, then this is probably our only chance. Oh, come on. You don't need to repeat your vocab. Are you for real, dude? We're in Rome. We should do as the Romans do. And I'm pretty sure the Romans are making out. Come on, I'm bored. I want to do something. And I never got to properly thank you for tutoring me all this time. What? No, I have to. You got me to pass Latin class. And I imagine that can't be an easy task. Okay, wow. Little hint here. When a girl says something like that, she expects you to disagree. I don't care whether it's true or not. We still expect you to disagree. Okay, so, anyways, I want to thank you for investing so much time and effort into me over the past year. And I thought, you taught me so much. Maybe I can teach you something in return. I don't know. Well, something that I am good at. Like, for example, have you ever kissed anyone? Hey, what's with the face? You haven't, am I right? Come on, it's fine to admit it. There's no shame in that. I mean, that's what I'm here for, right? Okay, settle then. After all, kissing doesn't simply work by itself. It's an art and a science that need to be studied and practiced. And I expect you to put the same diligence and persistence into this as into repeating your vocab. What? Oh, the heck you were planning on checking out the neighborhood? You stay right here, buddy. How else will you ever learn? So, I think we should sit on my bed. What do you mean we shouldn't? Okay, alright, you win. We'll sit on your bed. You're taller than me. Maybe I should sit on your lap. Yeah, that's better. This way, we're on perfect kissing level. Plus, you can't get away from me anymore. For real now. Just imagine I had tried to run away during your tutoring sessions, Yeah, but that was only once. Okay then, kissing 101, first lesson. So first of all, to be always ready for the eventuality of kissing, you want to keep your lips appealing. You want them to always be nice and soft. You should always use chapstick or lip balm every day. Here, see? You take a bit and gently massage it into your lips. See? Like this. Oh, whoopsie. I think I put a bit too much. Here, do you need some? Oh, come on. Would you... Hey! This stuff was already on my lips. So what? Okay, are you for real now? You are aware that we are about to practice kissing, right? How do you propose to do that if you can't even handle me giving you a bit of my lip balm? So stop making a fuss already. You are. Oh, wow. If this is you not making a fuss, then maybe I'll have to restrain you before the next step, in case you do start fuzzing. Oh, and how am I supposed to put lip balm on you without touching your lips? Man, and everybody thinks they're a genius or something. So the most important thing when trying to initiate a kiss is consent. Never just brutishly force yourself onto a partner, huh? Were you trying to say something? Yeah, I didn't think so. So if the other person doesn't initiate the kiss, ask for permission. In case you don't want to ask for it just because you don't think it's romantic or anything. Which you shouldn't. Because a lot of people will actually find it sweet if the other would ask them for a kiss. Well, if you don't want them to simply ask for it, you could test the waters by trying something small. Like a kiss on their hand. Hello? Hello? Hey, did you fall asleep on me or something? I said, try something like kissing on their hand. What do you think we're doing here, huh? I'm giving it my best to try and teach you something. Don't you think you could put at least a bare minimum of effort? Gosh, you're worse at this than I am at Latin. Gee, finally. Okay then, let's go for the main event. When kissing someone proper, it is crucial for you to be able to read their signals. Are they relaxed? Are they leaning into it? Learn some body language. You, for example, are leaning away from me. Hey, stop that! What's your problem, man? Get back here! Yeah, right. Usually the most important thing is consent. But you are an exception. If I waited for your consent, I would never get to kiss you. And now, shut up. Okay, first of all, you don't want to give me any weird granny kisses. So don't pucker your lips. That's just creepy. Keep your lips slightly parted. Relax. Relax. Hello? I said relax. Why are you not relaxing? Gosh, you're really hopeless. Maybe we should have given you a glass of wine before starting this, huh? Hey, if I had a glass of wine before each of them, maybe your tutoring sessions wouldn't have been so tedious. Anyway, let's move on with the lessons. Okay. So as I see it, kissing is a bit like baking. Of course you are looking forward to the cake at the end. But the way to get there is fun and rewarding in itself. Shut up. I'm awesome at metaphors. Stop giving me the lip. Bad choice of words in this situation. Well, anyways, you might want to start with something small, with something like kissing just the lips, you know? Something sweet and light and tender. Something like this. Hey, don't let me do all the work. You're being very ungentlemanly. You know how weird it feels when you just kiss someone and they're not moving and frozen in shock like a deer on a motorway? If you really want me to teach you, you have to work with me here. You want to try something like gently nibbling on your partner's lower lip. The magic word being gently. Okay, we'll try again. But this time, I expect a bit more effort from you. See? That's better. I'm quite proud of myself. I must have been a good damn teacher, apparently. Okay, rule number two. A kiss is just not about your tongue and lips. For example, where do you put your hands? Hey, this was not a rhetorical question, dummy. I'm waiting for an answer. Think of this as your midterm exam. Well? Seriously? Do I have to spoon feed you every little bit of this? Okay, alright, fine. You could, for example, put your hands on my hips. Oh wow, dude, calm down. Don't get a heart attack. You don't have to, okay? You could also put them on my lower back. Or you could play with my hair. Come on, you're a smart cookie. Get creative. See? This is nice. A bit clumsy still. Maybe. But not bad for a beginner. We can work with that. I think we're ready for the next lesson. Tongue. What? Don't give me that. Do you want to learn this or not? You know what? Don't answer. It doesn't matter. Nobody asked me whether I wanted to learn algebra or Latin or stuff. One day, you need to learn how to kiss properly. And today is as good as any. And I happen to be your roommate right now. So it would seem I gotta be the one teaching you. Hey, you could have done worse. Be glad you're not rooming with Brian anymore. What? Oh, hold it together, nerd. Of course you can do this. To the lover, nothing is difficult. What? Yeah, really. You've been tutoring me for a year now. I mean, I had to pick up a few bits, at least, right? Okay then, buddy. French kissing for dummies. So, when it comes to tongue, less is more. You want to caress your partner's tongue, not their uvula. Start with the tip of the tongue. Carefully probe your partner's tongue and see how they react. And don't forget to swallow every now and then. I tell you, nothing says aggressively unsexy as someone salivating all over your face. Alright then. Are you ready? Open your mouth. Are you for real now? Hey, will you... Alright. But don't you dare complain. You brought this upon yourself, buddy. What? Yeah, I bet you. That's what you get for being such an unruly student. I can't have you slow down my class. Oh, come on, stop whining. It was just a small bite. Anyway, stop disrupting class. We're in the middle of a very important lesson here. All of this will be covered in the exam, so you better pay attention. So as I said, when it comes to tongue kissing, you start low, just carefully caressing the tip of my tongue with yours. And then you gradually increase the intensity. Are you ready? Fine. Show me what you got. Wow. That was unexpected. You sure you didn't do this before? You're a natural. We could turn you into a pro. You'll need a lot more practice for that, of course. So I suggest from now on, we use every spare minute working on your kissing skills. It's a proper shame we'll have to spend most of the week visiting some boring churches and museums and stuff. But hey, luckily, we're sharing a room. So we have all night to practice. What? Yeah, we have to. Don't look so shocked. Don't think you can slack off just because you got some talent on you. For example, a good kisser should not always be an expert on kissing the mouth. There are other disciplines you have to master. Like example, kissing the ears. Or the neck. Or the collarbone. What do you mean, stop? Dude, I wanted to do this for more than a freaking year. I'm not gonna stop. Yeah, Sully. Why do you think I enrolled in Latin? Do I in any way, shape or form, give the impression that I'm enthusiastic for dead languages that nobody except for the Pope and Mr. Aber speaks anymore? I'm not, okay? I'm enthusiastic for you. So I thought, if I had you tutor me, then we would spend a lot more time together. And then maybe one thing would lead to another, you know? I've wanted to do this for more than a year. What do you mean, why? Come on, dummy. I've talked Emily into swapping roommates. I'm sitting on your lap, and I'm running my tongue all up and down your collarbone. What else am I supposed to do for you when you finally get it? Man, for a straight A student, you are annoyingly slow. I'm in love with you, stupid. Have to spell it out for you? L-U-V. Love. Excuse me? I'm so in love with you that I learned a freaking language just to spend some time with you. I must be completely crazy. What do you mean, why? Stop putting yourself down, dummy. You're sweet. Smart. Funny. And your eyes are... Oh my gosh. Don't get me started on your eyes. And you keep tutoring me for an entire year. Must have been so annoying. The most hopeless student ever. Wait, what? What do you mean? You just kept tutoring me because... You mean you... Okay, are you lying to me? Are you really trying to tell me that you had a crush on me for the entire year? And that's why you kept tutoring me? And you're telling me now? Okay, for this alone, I should bite you again. I mean, you're telling me that we could have been making out for the entire year? And instead we're learning hick, heck, hawk? Okay, you better kiss me right now. You gotta keep my mouth occupied. Or I swear I'll bite you. Hey, love is the best teacher. He had become a kissing prodigy in record time. Don't you get too cocky, nerd. Class is not over. There are still some other things I can teach you. So where were we? Oh yeah, right. Your collarbone.